Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text Number 17. Rahugana converses with Jad Bharat. Tai Vanchita Kulam Hangsa Kulam Samavishan Arochayan Shilam Upaiti Vanaran Tatjati Rasena Sunirvita Indriya Parashpara Udvikshana Vismrita Avadi Teravanchito Hangsakulam Samavishan Narochayan Shila Upaiti Varanan Tajati Rasena Sunir Ritendriya Parashparod Vikshana Vismri Tavadi Teravanchita Hangsa Kulam Samavishan Narochayan Shila Upaiti Vararan Tajati Rasena Sunira Vritendriya Parashparod Vikshina Vishmari Tavadi Ladies. Hai, by them, the cheaters and pretenders, the so-called yogis, swamis, incarnations, and gurus. Vanchita, being cheated. Hangsakulam, the association of great paramahansas, or devotees. Samavishan, contacting. Arochayan, not being satisfied with. Shilam, their behavior. Upaiti, approaches. Banaran, the monkeys, which are all debauchees, with no good character. Tatjati, rasena, by sense gratification, in the association of such debauchees. Sunirita, indriya, being very satisfied with getting the opportunity of sense gratification. Parashpara, of one another. Uvikshana, by seeing the faces. Vismrita, who has forgotten. Avadi, the end of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Being cheated by them, the living entity in the forest, the material world, tries to give up the association of these so-called yogis, swamis, and incarnations, and come to the association of real devotees. But due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master or advanced devotees. Therefore, he gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys who are simply interested in sense gratification and women. He derives satisfaction by associating with sense gratifiers and enjoying sex and intoxication. In this way, he spoils his life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, he becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. Please repeat. Being cheated by them, the living entity in the forest of the material world tries to give up the association of these so-called yogis, swamis, and incarnations and come to the association of real devotees. But due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master or advanced devotees. Therefore, he gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys who are simply interested in sense gratification and women. He derives satisfaction associating with sense gratifiers and enjoying sex and intoxication. In this way, he spoils his life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, he becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. Purport. Sometimes a foolish person becomes disgusted with bad association and comes to the association of devotees and Brahmins and takes initiation from a spiritual master. As advised by the spiritual master, he tries to follow the regular principles, but due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master. He therefore gives up the company of devotees and goes to associate with simian people who are simply interested in sex and intoxication. Those who are so-called spiritualists are compared to monkeys. Outwardly, monkeys sometimes resemble sadhus because they live naked in the forest and pick fruits. But their only desire is to keep many female monkeys and enjoy sex life. Sometimes so-called spiritualists seeking a spiritual life come to associate with Krishna-conscious devotees. But they cannot execute the regular principles or follow the path of spiritual life. Consequently, they leave the association of devotees and go to associate with sense gratifiers who compare to monkeys. Again, they revive their sex and intoxication, and looking at one another's faces, they are thus satisfied. In this way, they pass their lives up to the point of death. So the text again. Teravanchito hangsukulam samavishan narochayan shila upaiti varnan varnaran jaltajati rasena sunirvritendriya parashparod vikshanas vishmritavadi. Being cheated by them, the living entity in the forest of the material world tries to give up the association of these so-called yogis, swamis, and incarnations, and comes to the association of real devotees. But due to the misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master or advanced devotees. Therefore, he gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys who are simply interested in sense gratification of women. He derives satisfaction by associating with sense gratifiers and enjoys sex and intoxication. In this way, he spoils his life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, he becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhuta Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Bracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskadhyade Siddharane. Here the Bhagavatam is talking about persons who have some intelligence and therefore they approach Krishna, but they don't have enough intelligence to understand what is the reason why they should approach Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there are four kinds of impious persons who never approach him, beginning with namam diskritina muda Rapadente Naradama, Maya Apriti Gyana, Asaram Bhavam Ashitya. Those who are mudhas, who are foolish, and those who are Naradamas. Naradama means they're sinful. Although Srila Baladeva Vishvabhushana has said in his commentary, previously they were mudhas, but they took the devotional service. They elevated themselves to some degree of civilization, but they didn't accept devotional service within their hearts, and therefore they, after becoming elevated slightly from ignorance, from being completely foolish, they again took to the path of sense gratification. We can see that many times devotees have distress, and distress caused by sinful activity. That's the cause of distress. They approach devotional service and they follow some regular principles for some time, but then they fall away from devotional service because they actually haven't gotten a higher taste. What they've done is they've rejected some form of sense gratification. As we said, they agree to follow three regular principles after they fall away. No meat, no fish, and no eggs. But they don't understand the purpose of the other regular principles because in the absence of actually experiencing happiness in Krishna consciousness, all they experience is the meditation on the dwelling or the agitation of their senses and mind. Without being conscious of Krishna, all we do is we're experiencing the body. And the body, along with it, as Krishna says, dumena vriyate vanira, itardarsho malenacha, itobin avrita garbhas, tata te nevram avritam. That as the fire is covered by smoke, as the mirror is covered by dust, or as the embryo is covered by the womb, so similarly the living entity is covered by different degrees of lust. And how do we know if we're covered by lust? Because if we weren't covered by lust, then we'd be self-realized. But because we're not self-realized, because we don't know our spiritual, at least, even if we weren't covered by lust, maybe we wouldn't know our spiritual identity. but at least we wouldn't have the false identification with these gross and subtle bodies. Therefore, we must be covered because we don't see things properly. And because we don't see things properly, therefore it means that we're covered. As Maharaj Shabdev says, Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yad indriya pritya aprinoti nisadu manye yat atmanoyam asanna pi kleshida ashadeha paravas tavad bodha jato yavannikriyashita atmatatvam yavannikriyas tavad idammanovai karmatmaka yena sharira bandaha. Paravas, were defeated by illusion. Paravas tava bodhijata navana jignasita atmatatvam. As soon as one doesn't think about the path of self-realization, as soon as one is not acting for purification, ultimately for spiritual realization, one is said to be misdirected by the illusory energy and defeated by maya. And the result of that is that by our activities, our mind becomes cloudy. And as long as the mind is uncloudy, then the consciousness will be unclear. And as long as the consciousness is unclear, one will have to take one body after another. Therefore, it's said to be defeat. But because people don't know they're being defeated, because they're being misled by so-called blind people are leading the other blind people. And therefore, although they're covered and they're supposed to get out of the covering, but they're actually thinking that I'll be happy by increasing or by serving the dictation coming from my senses. But Krishna doesn't agree with that. Gyanino nityavarina, he says that Dumena vriyate vanerya tardar shobalena cha vitobina avrita garvastitate na ivram avritam. Avritam gyana etena gyanino nityavarina kamarupena kuntia dusprena analena cha. We're covered avaratmika shakti by maya, therefore we're not aware of our identity as a spiritual being. And we're being prakatmika shakti is impelling us to do so many different things, and we're thinking if I satisfy this impulse or these demands coming from my senses and mind, then at least I'll feel peaceful for a moment because there'll be no more demands. As long as I keep on serving the demands, then they don't bother me for a moment, and I could call that happiness. The lack of the problems that Maya is putting forward, or the lack of the demands that Maya is impelling me to fulfill, when I fulfill them, and for that moment I don't feel those demands, I consider that peace and happiness. Therefore, one gives up the gross, for instance, meat eating, one may still remain attached to intoxication and illicit sex. One may give up, or at least understand that we should give up eating meat, because prasadam is obviously a higher taste than eating some dead animal. But, on the other hand, to get a really higher taste, so one gives up illicit sex and intoxication and mental speculation, that demands some tapasya, some surrender. But unless we realize we have to get out of our attachment to these things, one may cultivate the attachment even when one is following externally the principles of devotional service. Krishna doesn't agree with this. He says that karmendriyani samyamya yaste manasasmaran indriyartam vimudatma mityacharasa uchite. The one who restrains his senses but his mind dwells on the sense objects, he certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Yatva indriyani manasa niyamyara vitarjana karmendriya karma yogam asakta safishishite. On the other hand, one who controls his senses by the mind and engages active organs and works of devotion without attachment, he's by far superior. In other words, what we're doing is not so important as the fact that we're actually trying to do it for Krishna, and we realize that our enemy is our attachment to sense gratification. Sense gratification, of course, is not just gross sex, it's all the imagination that I'm going to not only have a happy home with a nice family and children, but I'm going to have prestige in the society, and my family is going to become a dynasty, and we're going to take over the whole universe eventually. So this is the conception of, this is where, in other words, as soon as one starts thinking of sense gratification, Maya will not be satisfied. Oh, you have a nice family, nice children, and therefore you don't need anything else. No, that's when it all begins. That's when you need so many things. Especially in modern society, they're inventing things for people to need. That's the whole business. It's trying to create things out of nothing. There was no need before, but we're going to create a need. So you can work harder and harder and harder to fulfill needs that you never even knew you had before. Therefore, we advise you to go on the internet to find out what your latest needs are. Why you should be working like so hard. So people don't know that. They don't know that there's another state of existence. And even we become devotees, agyas chastradanas cha samshayatma vinashati nanyam lokasti naparo nasukam samshayatmanaha. That those who doubt the revealed scriptures go to ruin and perish. For the doubting soul, there's happiness neither in this world nor in the next. In other words, we can officially become devotees, but unless we actually cultivate a higher state of consciousness, unless we recognize we have to give up the lower state of consciousness, then the result is we externally follow for some time, but then when we fulfill our needs, we slightly get free from our distress, or we learn how to sell paintings or something. We become a little economically more astute, more expert at gaining money. We know how to approach people better, gain something. Then the result is we give it up, and then we try to enjoy the material world again. And here the enjoyment is the same thing. Simply looking at people's faces or their bodies and trying to figure out, in what way can I enjoy? Or the negative, in what way could they make me suffer, so therefore I have to avoid them or get rid of them. So that's the material world. Either looking around, looking for some victim for our sense gratification in the name of love and society, whatever else, or looking for a potential person who's going to use me as their victim for their sense gratification and therefore defending myself. So eating, sleeping, mating, defending has been given a lot of predominance, a lot of emphasis in modern society. They don't have movies where people just eat and sleep. They have movies where they're principally engaged in defending and mating in extraordinary ways. Obviously, every dog, cat, and hog, they're also eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But human beings, they can eat, sleep, mate, and defend in extraordinary ways. Therefore, a hero in the movie doesn't kill one or two people. He spends the whole movie killing people. And of course, no one says anything because he's the hero. He's supposed to do that. People get the impression that you can just go around society, kill, you know, anyone that gets in your way, and no one's going to say anything. Because that's the way it goes on in the movies. That's the standard. And of course, sex life, there is no restriction. And for the hero in the movie, there's no restriction. Even a hog or a pigeon would be envious. And in this way, one gets the impression that one can go on enjoying the senses, and there's no reaction. First of all, there's no children. There's nothing. There's just pure, unalloyed, uninterrupted sense gratification. And the hero goes on forever doing it. But such a hero is just a myth. It doesn't exist. But people want to be bewildered by illusion, and therefore Krishna provides so many different opportunities to imagine something that's unreal. On the other hand, Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't want people to stay in illusion. Therefore, it explains that these things are a waste of time. That what we were supposed to learn in the association of devotees is not just to become a vegetarian and eat Krishna prasadam and think that we're a good person because we don't kill animals. No, we have to learn to give up sense gratification entirely by understanding things properly and eventually factually becoming conscious of Krishna. Not simply becoming conscious of our renunciation and therefore thinking ourselves to be very advanced, more better than everyone else, because we're able to understand how sinful people are and how we're not, or we're restraining our senses. But as long as we remain attached to these ideas, that at any time, just like Vishwamrita Muni was able to restrain the senses for some time, matter of fact, almost 180,000 years, but still he had some difficulty along the way because he was never really that conscious of Krishna. So rather than worry about all the different problems that we may have, all the different attachments we have, to put them aside and try to focus the mind upon Krishna as much as possible, try to do our activities for Krishna, and therefore, or under the direction of Krishna's representatives, and therefore most easily think about Krishna as often as possible, and by doing that, be able to eventually get a higher taste, whereas Prahlad Maharaj said, Tuchavat, the other types of sense gratification, or the types of sense gratification that are prevalent in the material world will seem insignificant. Otherwise, we'll always think about that girl we left behind, or the boy we left behind, or we'll imagine ourselves to be something we're not, either in our own imagination or in the imaginations that they're creating on the internet or in the movies or some of the newspapers, whatever else. We'll project our personality into others and try to enjoy vicariously and waste our time by not using the opportunity to focus upon our minds upon Krishna and actually experience what positive spiritual happiness is, what real sense gratification is. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Not all devotees. I mean, we're just talking about devotees, and there seems to be a good number of them. For instance, Prabhupada had many disciples, estimated at least 5,000 disciples, of which very few of them are active. So though some of them even probably experienced a higher taste just by associating with Prabhupada, but because they didn't take Krishna consciousness that sincerely, that seriously, therefore they eventually utilize their advancement to simply create a better material existence.
I was just wondering what would you say we need to change to, you know, to achieve Prabhupada's vision that ISKCON would give modern society brahmanas, meaning people whom everyone would want to listen and take advice, because apparently it's not so much happening these days.
What do we have to do what Prabhupada asked us to do. Same things he did when he was here. Farm communities, gurukuls, massive book distribution, cultural revolution with art and music, dance, theater. We have to do what Prabhupada did when he was here. We have to do the same thing. Spread, convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God.
Anything is missing, anything you see missing these days, what was present in Prabhupada's times, and what was giving enthusiasm to devotees. And
when Prabhupada was here, we were farm communities all over the world, and there were gurukuls all over the world. There was mass book distribution all over the world. There was, you know, so many different devotees doing theater and art and music and so many different things. So practically, in some parts of the world it's there, but in many parts of the world these things aren't there. So we don't have to do anything. Let's start with what Prabhupada gave us to begin with. Prabhupada said, if you can't expand, at least try to, you know, maintain what I've given you. So we have to at least maintain what Prabhupada gave us, or at least try to get back to where we started.
What do you feel about that? Turn that off. Comment?